Foja DDoS botnet resurfaces with new capabilities. The threat actor behind the Foja distributed denial of service botnet has re-emerged with new capabilities. This includes changes to its communication protocol and the ability to extort cryptocurrency payments in exchange for stopping the DDoS attack against a target, Chihu360's Network Security Research Lab said in a report published last week. Earlier this April, Foja first came to light, with the malware propagating through known vulnerabilities in Android and IoT devices as well as weak Telnet or SSH passwords. The cybersecurity company said that Foja has evolved into a large-scale botnet with over 60,000 active nodes and 40 command and control, C2, domains that can easily generate more than 1 terabit per second traffic. Image source Bleeping Computer. Peak activity is said to have occurred on October 11, 2022, when the malware targeted 1,396 devices in a single day. The top countries singled out by the botnet since late June 2022 comprises China, the US, Singapore, Japan, Russia, Germany, France, the UK, Canada, and the Netherlands. Some of the prominent targets range from healthcare organizations and law enforcement agencies to a well-known cloud service provider. Foja reuses a lot of Mirai's attack code, and supports a total of 17 attack methods, the cybersecurity company noted. The findings come as new research from Lumen Black Lotus Labs pointed out the growing abuse of the Connectionless Lightweight Directory Access Protocol, CLDAP, to magnify the scale of DDoS attacks. To that end, as many as 12,142 open CLDAP reflectors have been identified, most of which are distributed in the US and Brazil, and to a lesser extent in Germany, India, and Mexico. In one instance, a CLDAP service associated with an unnamed regional retail business in North America has been observed directing problematic amounts of traffic towards a wide range of targets for more than 9 months, emitting up to 7.8 gigabits per second of CLDAP traffic.